And we're back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on regional radio and talking now with North County Raiders head coach Brian Jones. A big win on senior night, 22-7. You moved to 5-3 on the year, coach. And, you know, really tonight you got the offense going early and often with Colton Poorman really balancing that attack. But Jalen Reed able to punch it in a couple of times and doing just what he's done all season long.
Yeah, Jalen's probably doesn't have a high yardage count tonight, but, man, he really had some nice runs and just, you know, kept his feet churning and driving his feet and kept digging for yards. And we were able to, you know, especially late in the game, we were able to just keep that clock running, the game clock running, and eating up clock and kind of letting this thing wind down.
And it seemed like a vintage Jalen Reed game. He was making the plays on defense too, but it also seemed like Colton Poorman was his own self, carrying the ball 15 times and threw it 15 of 23 for over 200 yards. I mean, it's just mentioning the seniors basically, and they really did play an inspired effort tonight, didn't they?
They did. You know, senior night is sometimes it's an emotional night. Sometimes there's some distractions, and at prayer this morning, some of the senior moms, they were already kind of getting emotional and talking about this evening. And I kind of tried to be sensitive to it, but also, you know, tried to let everybody know and make sure we all understood that once all the senior activities were over during the pregame, you know, we still had over 30% of our season to play. And that was the main, you know, our main point and our main focus was to just finish the season as best as we can and try to get as high seeding as possible because, you know, the way things are going to go tonight and then even next week in the week nine, who knows how the district seeds are going to shake out for week 10. So what we really wanted to do was have a great effort, you know, have a great game tonight, and we want to back that up with a great game next week, and just, you know, where the chips fall, we've done what we can.
It seemed like defensively your group is really starting to gel now, and tonight, you know, against the Potosi running attack that has, you know, seen some success here and there, and they showed that with that big 19-yard drive that they had, but your team's stayed composed and kept the energy level up to stay with that offense.
Yeah, it was some guys that don't normally get on the field tonight, they stepped up and you know, they've been kind of waiting their turn all year to just kind of show what they can do, and we've given them some chances and some opportunities, and they haven't sometimes necessarily always came through. But a guy that came through tonight, especially on that defensive line, was Caleb Dickens. He's a senior that has not got to play much this year. You know, has been kind of frustrated at times, and tonight we put him in after that their long drive, and he didn't come out defensively the rest of the night, and he really gave them guys the Potosi offensive linemen some trouble, and at the same time it allowed Briley to stay rested so he could be much better offensively the second half because he was starting to get tired as well. So really proud of Caleb and really proud of the way all of our seniors played tonight, and you know, Coach Harris had another great game plan, and he and Coach Cole and Coach Thomas they got the defense shaped up this week and made sure that we were focusing on details and the end product was the way they played tonight.
And as you take things away from this game and go to the final week of the regular season when you go and visit John Burroughs, I mean, you talk about just letting things shake out the way they do as far as district standings are concerned, but what's the focus in the final week of the season as you go on the road?
The focus is to try to stay focused. That's the focus. You know, I've talked all year, high school kids, or at least high school kids at North County, are really routine-oriented kids. And I've talked to some of the other head coaches that we've played, you know, against this year, and they share a lot of the same sentiment that they see a lot of, not great play when their kids get a disrupted routine. And this week we're going to have a disrupted routine. We're going to have a day off of school on Friday, and then we're going to turn around and play John Burroughs on a Saturday. And that's something that I don't know that anybody on our staff has ever experienced as a coach, where your kids aren't in school on Friday, and then you have to play Saturday. So that's the concern this week is it's nice to have an extra day of practice to kind of, you know, let these kids heal up a little bit. Kind of work out the kinks and the stiffness and some of the let some of the bruises go away, but at the same time it's a concern where we're going to be off Friday and we're going to have to come in, you know, fairly early on Saturday to get ready to go play a game in Ladue at 1:00.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate your time as always, and congrats on the win. Go enjoy it.
Thank you, and we appreciate the coverage as always.
That's Brian Jones, head coach of the North County Raiders, joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. They win 22-7 on senior nights. We're back after this on Regional Radio.